This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country. Kind and decent people. People who really care about what's true. And a bunch of hilarious people also. A lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink. And they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon. What's interesting about this is these are not MAGA people. These are the victims of systemic racism they're always lecturing us about, right? And their First Amendment rights have just been stripped, and they're looking at jail terms for having opinions Biden doesn't like. Where are the liberals? Where's Morning Joe? Where are all the sensitive white liberals to defend these people? They're not.
Well, this is why I'm so glad you're covering this case, Tucker, because this is the tactic that tyrants always use. When they want to implement an authoritarian precedent, they choose people that makes others uncomfortable. When they wanted to start banning people from the internet, they chose Milo Yiannopoulos and Alex Jones because they knew that even Republicans would say, I don't want to defend those people. They're a bridge too far. And then the precedent gets set and they expand it inward. Again, these are not people, the kind of black radicals, Democratic Party, establishment representatives like. They're people who attack the Biden administration. Who don't vote Democrat. These are real dissidents, and they know that not even Democrats will defend them.
No,
they're not taking money from Apple and Facebook. They weren't in on the BLM scam. They actually mean it. Now you're making me like them. Glenn Greenwald, I appreciate your coming on.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent, free press, working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air and never submit to these tyrants.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now into hour number two, and Brian Rose is a fellow American that launched this very popular TV show and programs out of London, England, is with us in studio. He was here for the big blockchain event that's been ongoing in Austin. Brian Rose is founder, host, and CEO of London Real. Lived a successful business career as a banker in Wall Street in the city of London to start London Real. His life at that point had delivered the promises of his university education at MIT and his personal ambitions, but he felt empty. So he quit his job and started the podcast to share his journey. He fought resistance to turn London Real into a new generation media business with over half a billion views, more than that now, 2 million subscribers. Brian has conducted over 500 in-depth interviews and is an antidote to the numbing effects of the mainstream media. Brian also founded London Real Academy, offering live partnership, mentorship, and courses designed to help you transform yourself. LondonReal.tv. And I learned he was in Austin yesterday, so I asked him to come on the show. Perfect time to have him on for a big 35,000-foot view on the economy, Ukraine, the wars, the huge awakening that's happening. But obviously, first and foremost, thanks for being here. Let's get into Tucker Carlson. I mean, 60-something million views on Twitter, hundreds of millions of views, top story, everything he said now magnified, the entire anti-globalist agenda exploding everywhere, the deep state panicking. This is emblematic of them not thinking multi-moves ahead. What would it do if they fired Carlson? People keep asking why they fired him. The answer is the show, everything he did. And I've talked about the inside baseball without giving away too much, but he had a contract that he got a third of the money he would have gotten if they controlled his show. So he took $20 million instead of $60 million to have control, but they kept taking control. And so that's why I said on March 8th, I think Tucker will be gone in a few months. Did he know it was coming at that time? No, but he expected it, and he's definitely been researching and how to launch his own operation. And you saw him just on an iPhone last night, the top story, hundreds of millions of views. That has got to really be emblematic of the entire cable news system for 3 or 4 days won't have that many views. This has really got to illustrate that this is a facade. This is a paper tiger. So give us your take on that.
Well, I think it's a beautiful thing, and it was only a matter of time before Tucker broke out. And like you said, he's going to be bigger than ever once he gets his own platform and maybe a studio like yours here. And it just goes to show where this is all headed. You know, independent media is a beautiful thing. You encouraged me to set up my own platform 3 years ago because we were getting shut down by the big tech platforms. And you always said, Brian, once I got shut down from them, I became bigger than ever. And I think Tucker is going to be bigger than ever as well.
You're a smart guy. I can ask a lot of questions, but keep digging into that. I mean, your view on this, what you're seeing happening, did the establishment think he would just disappear? I mean,
No, they know better. And like I said, he's going to have even more control, more power if he can get this next setup right, and he'll be an even bigger voice. So I guess you saw this coming. I didn't know it was going to happen so fast. It still flabbergasts me that they would throw away that kind of impact, those kind of views, that kind of connection. But how much longer is mainstream media going to even be around at this point?
Well, that's what most people are saying is Fox News is dead. Cable News is already dead. So the last dinosaur has basically fallen into the mud and is dead.
And then not to mention what we call these Web 2 platforms, everything from Facebook to the YouTubes, while Twitter is still debatable, how much longer are those going to be around where people can't have direct relationships with their fan base? That's kind of why I'm in town for the blockchain conference, where people can actually have a direct relationship, cut out the middlemen, ultimately cut out the banks, cut out the governments, so we can really finally have a system where we can go peer-to-peer. I think that's where Tucker's heading, and I think this is a really good sign.
Well, that's right. What was it? Three and a half years ago, you were routinely getting 2, 3 million, 4 million views on your show on YouTube, and they started censoring you, and I mean, it wasn't rocket science. I said, you got to launch your own thing. You got to do it now. And you did it just in a few months, and it's been even more successful, and you're still able to be on all those other platforms. Because as soon as you have your own thing, then they have a lot of trouble making the move to shut you down.
It was a pivotal moment. You know, it was April 6, 2020, Alex. I had the second largest YouTube live stream in the world. 65,000 people tuned in to watch that conversation I had with David Icke.
That's at any one time. So, yeah, then it builds up from there.
Yeah, exactly. It was massive. It would have gone on to be the most watched podcast in human history. Would have gone on to be watched maybe 40 million times. Would have edged out what at the time was Rogan and Musk, about 30 million. And yet, 30 minutes later, YouTube banned and deleted that conversation. Alex, I've been broadcasting for 9 years. Never once had I been censored, and that started this massive, massive fight that we had with these platforms.
So is it safe to say, by you not rolling over, because I know you had a chance, I know they approached people, I'm guessing they approached you, hey, just roll over, we'll leave you alone. Then you didn't roll over and became even more successful. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened. And I have recorded conversations of me with my YouTube representatives that are going to be in our documentary film that's coming out, where I can literally see them basically violating laws, violating freedom of speech issues, going with their policy and completely contradicting themselves as they tried to censor me repeatedly throughout that time. We created our own platform, got bigger than ever. And now they've slowly acquiesced a little bit, but it's only going to come back.
Exactly. These bullies and tyrants just run over you if you give in to them. You have to defeat them. They're not God. There's not just bad people in the world. There's people that want freedom. And I think the public now gets how serious things are, that there is a deep state, there is a uniparty, not just here, but different countries. And as that awakening happens, I don't see how they're going to reverse this other than, I guess, a nuclear war, a controlled power outage, a cyber attack. I mean, how do you think these corrupt interests grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
Well, first of all, it only takes a few people to push back, Alex. That's what's really important to remember. And what they do with these tech platforms, YouTube in particular, first they stop your virality. Then they take away your monetization. Then they give you a strike. Very few people, Alex, will keep on fighting. But if you do, you realize there's nothing there. It's like, there's just somebody behind the curtain.
It's like Neo in the Matrix.
Yeah, it is. And once you see it and blast through it, then their power diminishes and the people are like, wait a second, it's just a few people that's controlling this. And once you push out, everyone can realize that we can fight back. But we got some real issues to consider.
No, I agree. It's not like we've won the war yet, but we're starting to win battle after battle after battle. Yeah. It's like George Washington lost almost all the battles for the last year. They started winning them. I think we're crossing over that point, but I don't want to be overconfident. I'm going to ask the question again. What do you think the deep state's going to do to try to stop us?
So I'm really concerned about artificial intelligence coming up here. I don't know if they can control it. They're going to try to control it. But I really think it's something we all need to really wake up and think about it. I've been going really deep on this lately, Alex. I've been having a lot of experts on my show looking at some of these companies in the tech. Quite frankly, it's frightening. And I don't think the public has their eye on it yet. And it's going to come very, very fast. Exponential growth.
And you've been a big financial guy, a big banker, so you understand this stuff. Explain to them really what AI is, because they advertise as God and it's going to fix everything, but really it's whatever these people program it as.
Yeah. First of all, it's been the largest adoption of technology in human history. This ChatGPT thing went from 0 to 1 million users in 4 days, went to 100 million users in 2 months. That's unprecedented. We've never seen that, not the internet, not the mobile phone. This is potentially going to make humans obsolete. And I think we need to be aware of that and try to make sure it's not controlled by the big tech companies or government. We need to find a way to decentralize it and understand it, or it's really going to take over, and it's going to happen very quickly, Alex, within years.
Well, absolutely. You know, the globalists claim they want a worldwide government to stop disruptive technology, but then at the same time, they're just racing ahead like mad scientists to get technology to control us, when the technology they're creating is obviously the threat to them and us. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, and they can't control this. That's the other issue. Now, I've had people come to me and say, Brian, you know, you're taking this out of context. When tractors came, then it made workers more productive. When the computer came, it made the rest of us more productive. But artificial intelligence can improve on itself, and it will potentially make all of us obsolete and wish we can do something about it. So I don't think the government really knows what they're playing with here.
Oh, they don't. It's a mad gold rush where they're just trying to be the leader in it, as Elon Musk said, so there's no controls.
Yeah. Yeah, and Elon knows it better than anybody. He set up OpenAI in 2018, so it would be open source, nonprofit. Of course, that got co-opted. It's no longer open source. Microsoft now controls it. He's trying to set up his own. He at least is trying to move forward on freedom of speech. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But this is a real war, and it's happening now, probably in the next 6 months.
When we come back, I want to ask you about AI and the economy and the wars, but also first Elon Musk, because obviously, he's deep inside the establishment, but there's fissures in the establishment. We have to expect it. As humanity wants freedom and we stand up and speak out, we have to be ready for big dogs in the system to join us. We can't be like, oh, we don't trust you now because you weren't with us before. No, I mean, as the worm turns, we have to be ready for victory.
Very much so. And again, some people you think have one agenda, it flips into another agenda, and pretty soon they're actually exposing great tools that we can use in our agenda. So.
I totally agree, because here's how I put it. The things Elon Musk is doing is so damaging to the globalist model, it's irreversible. They would not do this.
No.
I mean, what he's doing is...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Ryan Rose of LondonReal.tv is here with us. Alex Jones show this Thursday edition. I want to get back into AI. I want to talk about Ukraine, the economy. You know, you've been a successful banker and, you know, been in high-level major companies, so I know that's some of your expertise. We'll talk about the economy with you as well. But back to Elon Musk. I'm not an apologist for Elon Musk. I'm not a fanboy. I'm not a cheerleader. I just see him going from getting a lot of big government contracts and doing a lot of important work that he was successful at to now branching out and attacking sterilizing children. You should go to prison for life until their age of consent. Coming out against the censorship, exposing the illegal government surveillance at Twitter. We know goes on everywhere else. I mean, it would take an hour to list it all. These things are irrevocably damaging them. I'm watching them come after his companies. I'm watching his companies get hurt by it. But still, like a kamikaze, he continues. We can speculate all day about what's really going on, but this is very exciting. But you look at what Tucker's doing. These are bellwethers or major dominoes to fall. And I predict out of this desire for free will, this desire for renaissance, that we are not on the cusp, but we've already gone over the top of a snowball that the establishment won't be able to stop. What do you think?
You know, I think when you start fighting for human rights and for free speeches, it becomes addictive. So you can look back at a few years ago and look at what Elon was doing, and you can have different opinions on that. But once you get in the fight, Alex, I mean, they picked a fight with me back in 2020. And once they did, I went all in on this, created the platform, started pushing back even harder. And I think that's what I see in Elon. I'm telling you, Alex, when he released those Twitter files, I had a moment. Because I thought I was going crazy, Alex, in April 2020 when I got systematically deplatformed from PayPal, from Dropbox, from LinkedIn. And I thought, wait a second, is there really a bunch of people acting together? Then I read the Twitter files. I saw actors like the CIA, the FBI going in. What I want to see, Alex, is the YouTube files, because I think they'll be more interesting. And so, look, my hats are off to Elon. I think he's with us. I think he's going to keep pushing forward and throwing a monkey wrench in the establishment.
I agree. You know, I covered this last hour, but U.S. Army high-level psyops expert retired said, look, they're threatening Fox with the CIA. They're using the CIA. I've experienced that myself. It's come on congressional hearings. But what do? They go offer employees money to lie about you, but there's no proof, so it goes nowhere. That's now come out with this so-called employee suing him. He never even met her or talked to her. It's all just made up. But, I mean, that's the best they've got. So, a CIA title. Well, most of the former CIA and a lot of the current are on our side joining us now. So don't be intimidated by the deep state, folks. It's a joke. They're working for the collapsing system. They're the fools. They're the Quislings.
Well, I mean, this information war is the stakes keep going up and up and up, Alex. And I'm really curious where you think this is going to go. Because, again, not to drum on again about AI again, but we're starting to see deep fakes that are real fakes. We're starting to see voices. We're starting to see pictures. We're starting to see videos that are being created. And, again, you understand the information wars better than anybody here. Are they taking things to the next level now? And how are we going to be able to fight back?
Funny you say that. I'm sure you saw it. Was the Washington Post 2 weeks ago said the State Department and CIA are now deploying deepfakes for policy. So they're the ones driving it while they warn us all about it.
Yeah. I mean, this is happening out there. You've probably seen the headlines about people's family getting kidnapped and them getting AI phone calls from their kids and, you know, doing the ransom thing. Right now in Kuwait, they have a news anchor who's completely AI, and people are buying into that. In a weird way, it feels like us as humans are even being conditioned to be welcoming these things kind of more into our lives.
Whereas we should create a human union that says, no, we want human hands to make it. We want certified. If anything's a fact checker, this is human.
And we're going to have to find a way to verify these things in the future. Truth. That's why I'm a big fan of the blockchain, because it's a public ledger that we can potentially all see. But right now, I mean, you know what? They've gone to the Wayback Machine and deleted things off the Wayback Machine. I'm sure you know some of this stuff that Robert Malone was talking about the CIA was doing. We don't even have a record of what is true that happened in the past. And what's going to happen in the future? I'm concerned.
And I've noticed suddenly the New York Times 2 weeks ago got caught. There's thousands of examples just this month where they said that Edward Snowden worked for WikiLeaks and published it in WikiLeaks. He didn't publish it there. He published it elsewhere. That's a known line. And the New York Times said, we don't care. So they're just planting completely fake things they know to create a false history.
Yeah. And again, this whole Wayback Machine was supposed to be an exact copy of everything the internet ever published. But it looks like that has now been tampered with. So what do we do going forward? How do we verify these things? I think a decentralized ledger where we can all have a copy of that, which means it can't be tweaked or messed with by government.
I agree.
This is the future.
There should be pro-verification free speech groups, not their fake fact checkers that we certify, yeah, we believe in, who then separately save the internet and separately create archives and then put out certifications.
Yes, it has to be going that going forward. What do you think Elon's going to do with this going forward? And where do you think his head lies? Is he going to keep pushing for freedom of speech? I mean, every tweet seems like he is on the right side.
Well, I mean, he's releasing the documents that prove the government was running Twitter, and basically that means all the other major ones. So, yeah, it's devastating. I mean, what he's doing is devastating. I mean, again, it shows us. Look, here's an example. On Monday, I had an extensive meeting with a high-level federal official and federal officers who said, no, the government has tens of thousands and is letting kids be kidnapped, and we have the documents, and here it is, and it's going to be coming out soon, and we want to, you know, give you more of this, and this is really in court records. So let me tell you, when you're sitting there talking to people at that level that are saying, we're done, we're not part of this, the evil's so bad it's going to force a bunch of good people that were on the fence or they didn't know what to do to take action. So I think that's why there's a race to get AI in to head us off at the pass.
Do you see other tech platforms being alarmed by what Elon's doing? Do you think their policies are coming back a little bit, coming a little bit more to be accepting the free speech right? And do you think that's temporary if it is?
I have not seen Google or YouTube back off. They've gotten worse. But yes, Facebook has backed off a little, and so have some of the others after Elon. But I don't know if that's because of policy or because now Twitter is feeding so much truth. Yes, folks, Alex Jones is still banned, but the governor's off. And I don't report that because the enemy already knows that. But I mean, I can see what Elon's. I mean, Alex Jones is unbanned. I don't officially have a Twitter, but I've been unbanned. So see, I don't go with what somebody says. His attack on me was so ridiculous. I can figure it out now later. I'm not going to get into it. But the point is, his attack on me a few months ago was so big. It was like, here, I'll free all these people, but you can crucify Alex Jones. I was like, great, do it. And then I can also see that the governor's been taken off.
Right.
Okay. And the bad guys know that.
You know, I've been systematically republishing videos that were banned and deleted in 2020 back on YouTube. So far, so good. I probably put up a couple hundred videos. We'll see if there's a pushback. But I think they're seeing what's happening out there, and they can't be as draconian as they used to be. We need to take this momentum and find a way, again, to find some decentralized social media, do the kind of thing you're doing where you can get the information directly to the people, and that's what I've been working
on. But I can tell you what's happened with YouTube with you. When you were doing that as groundbreaking, when you were one of the first with myself and David Icke and others, it was super dangerous because you were at the tip of the spear.
Yeah.
Now they've already lost that fight with the shots and not working and all that. So they're kind of like, oh, they're letting you put up the old stuff now because they already lost that fight. See?
Yeah. No, it's definitely true. It's not as effective as it was back then in 2020. It's just interesting to see the tides go back and forth. I think they're very concerned about their own files being released at some point. And again, there's criminal action there. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Oh, it's totally criminal to collude with the government secretly. They've all lied to Congress saying they weren't, and it's all confirmed they did it.
Yeah.
We know the dashboard documents, even from Twitter, that have come out, they were coordinating with all the other tech companies. Not just the big other four or five, but dozens of them.
Were you surprised at anything in those Twitter files?
No, because we'd already gotten pieces of it everywhere. I already had. Mike Cernovich is great. He put me in touch with Google whistleblowers when I was first getting deplatformed 4 or 5 years ago. That was the documents and the dashboards of what they were doing. So we already knew, and it was all hooked into the other tech. They were all coordinating. So a lot of this had already come out. It's just that with the Twitter files, you can't deny it. It's like all in one big piece.
And yet the Twitter files themselves have been suppressed by mainstream media, which means the average Joe in public still doesn't understand the ramifications of the Twitter files.
Exactly. Amazing. Mr. Rose, stay right there. We'll be right back. LondonReel.tv. Check it out. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, and notice the theme. They tried to silence him, only made him bigger because he persevered and didn't give up and reached out to others to join him in a quest for human freedom, and you have had such a massive effect. Most of the listeners know who you are, but, I mean, so many times, critical big stories that really broke through, you and your team got it done, and that's because other fellow humans believed in it and joined with you at the work. So now you've got a documentary coming out. Now that we're several years into the censorship and control, to tell your story, will your documentary save the world? Will Alex's world save the world? Will my book, Great Reset and the War for the World? No, but all of us together contributing will save the world. And I used this example earlier. The CIA, the FBI, they're all weaponized. They're spying on us. They're censoring. They're in interfaces digitally. And yes, remember they wanted the Justice Department 2.5 years ago when parents didn't like critical race theory or transgenderism and talk to their kids. They were just speaking up at city council. They said, well, send the feds, call them terrorists. It turns out Biden 2 years ago sent letters to the teachers unions to say, call for us to come. They want to use the government to intimidate parents. Did that work? No, parents got even more aggressive and started speaking out nonviolently. So, okay, use the CIA on Alex Jones. Use it on Tucker Carlson. Use MI6 or MI5 on London Real. Use people to lie about us and plant stories and say we're this and that and call us Nazis. Everybody gets your MO. It doesn't work. But at the same time, I've got people in every age as you can imagine, and former as well, that are giving us the intel and fighting and are totally awake and pissed. So we've passed the point where we have more people in the deep state than they have. They just have the folks on the top. But as you said earlier, Brian, it's the next shoe to drop. The people that are going to WikiLeak or whistleblow out of Google, out of Apple, out of Facebook, and that's why they're so concerned, but that's also what makes them so dangerous. So tell us about your new documentary, and we'll play the trailer.
So we were at the tip of the spear when this all happened. As you know, Alex, on April 6th of 2020, you were one of the first people to call me up and said, Brian, come on my show. And I remember you asked me, Alex, you said, Brian, what made you fight back? Like, what was that reaction? And it was just this visceral reaction inside of me, Alex, that just said, wait a second.
But so many weren't at that point. Now it's contagious.
Yeah, I know. And now revisionist history, everybody talks about how they were fighting for that back in April. Back in April, there was very few people that were old enough to even come in the office, let alone broadcast messages that contrary to the WHO and all that.
Take us back to that time, because you're a nice guy, let me talk all run over you. But let's not forget January, February, March, April, the peak point of almost everybody rolling over, going along with the Daily Wires. Almost all of them said, take your shots, keep the lockdown going. But you and I and others, we didn't go along with it.
Yeah, I mean, that timeline was crazy. It was January, the virus was being reported. February, it was kind of coming into the UK. March, they were talking about lockdown. We put these messages out there, and then I got banned across all platforms. We had to fight back. We were the only people that were fighting back. We were having in-person conversations and broadcasting them out, and they were going viral, Alex. They were going all around the world, and it was people like you that championed us and then said, Brian, you've got to ask for help, and you've got to fight back. And that was a big moment for us when we asked everyone around the world, the London Real Army, to help us build this brand-new digital freedom platform. And then on May 3rd, we pulled off the largest live-stream broadcast of a human conversation, me and David Icke. I mean, if you remember, Alex, there were no sporting events at the time. Everybody was locked inside. Everybody was scared. And we were putting out things that, guess what, Alex, in retrospect, 98% of what we were saying was true. But back then, lab leak theory, you were going to be put in a padded room, right? Questioning the vaccine, deplatformed everywhere. Asking about masks, asking about social distancing. Nobody was doing that.
And again, I keep harping on this. Guys, just type in. Everybody's seen the headlines. London Guardian, London Telegraph, the National Post out of Canada, the Washington Post, U.S. intelligence agencies, U.K. intelligence agencies, German EU intelligence agencies are helping use psyops to scare people to stay in lockdowns and take future shots and to censor disinformation. So, again, we were up against intelligence agencies.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Yeah, that's illegal. And now with the Twitter files, it's all become into perspective. But the thing that killed me is this, Alex. When they took away my right to broadcast, I stood up and said, wait a second, First Amendment, this is my right to free speech. And everyone stood up and said, no, it's a private company. You said yes to their policy, so you have to acquiesce to that. Later, I find out, Alex, that these same government officials that were supposed to protect my human rights went around and censored the company. So they have the best of both worlds. They denied it to my face, and then they went ahead and made the company censor me. The public needs to know about what happened. I want to ask about YouTube. I want the Google files out. I want the Facebook files out. And again, this documentary film that we have I have recorded conversations with YouTube officials trying to censor me, telling me things that were just breaking laws, and we're going to put it all out there in the documentary.
Let's go ahead and roll the trailer.
The past few weeks seem like a blur. Our homes became prisons. Mothers are afraid to touch their children. Debates are a danger to public health. And we're a few seconds away from streaming one of the most controversial conversations of the decade. Cameras are ready. We are ready. But I wonder, is the world ready?
This is London Real. I am Brian Rose. My guest today is David Icke. What happened after that broadcast, Brian?
Glennon Real had an interview with David Icke, was removed from YouTube. If you take that guy off, you just make him bigger.
Awaken to who you really are.
I want to be with Brian Rose and David Icke in the universe. That is the future, and that will never be defeated.
What the hell just happened?
We will not be silenced. Wow, when's this come out? Very impressive.
Comes out in July. It's going to blow everyone's mind and remind them that we're still in this information war, Alex.
Next question.
Yeah.
They're not going to give up. They admit new diseases they're going to release, new censorship. This was the beta test. So people need to like go, whoa, we kind of won this war. They killed a bunch of people. They took a bunch of our rights. A bunch of people committed suicide, mask on kids, all the problems. But we're like, oh, we're glad we're out of that because there's... successful people, we kind of brush ourselves off and aren't victims. We kind of get over the trauma. No. Don't get over the trauma. Remember it to stop the next wave.
Yeah, well, David Icke calls it the totalitarian tiptoe. We've actually been now conditioned to where we'll go back into lockdown, you know, on a moment's notice. We'll go use a QR code. We've actually been trained, Alex, to go right back into this whenever it's deemed necessary. So we have to be even more vigilant than ever. And guess what? Their information powers, their powers to come after us are just getting better and better and better. So, and with AI, there's lots of other issues. So we have to stay vigilant. Most people don't even know this story happened. We have to remind people that this is a constant threat.
Yeah, they want us to forget how they tried to muzzle and did. Hundreds of thousands of medical professionals, thousands of doctors, members of Congress. Rand Paul, it was a year after you and I exposed it, but he, like a year and a half after, he was agreeing and they were censoring him. This is a U.S. senator.
I mean, at the time on our digital freedom platform, after we had Icke, Alex, after we had you on the show, I had 50 other doctors. I had people from the Great Barrington Declaration. I had to put it there. They were all speaking the truth, all being censored. Only now is some of that coming to the surface.
And you're trying to save lives, and you're on your independent platform getting millions, not tens of millions, and it's so frustrating. Like, you want to tell people, hey, vitamin C, vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine. You want to tell them, but you're not allowed.
Yeah, and now we know why. Now we can see all of the evidence of why that was being held back. We can see the doctors that were persecuted. We see the science that was being violated. I mean, I come from a science background, Alex. It's just hard to believe, and yet most people still don't really know it.
I agree. Hey, is it too late to skip this break? Skip it. All right, keep going.
Yeah, so we have to just make sure it goes front and center again, because, again, it just goes back down under. Like you said, most people think it's over. It'll never happen again. That'll never happen again. It will happen again, and now we've been conditioned, so it'll even happen easier next time.
And they've said it will happen again, and they're building these camps all over the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of scary things happening. Again, look to China. It's coming here. Look at what they're doing with the CBDCs, the monitoring, everything like that. It's slowly going to come here. People think it's not happening, but it is. We have to be really vigilant, Alex, and that's why this is independent media is crucial. It's crucial what you're doing, what we're doing, and what Tucker's probably going to do.
Well, that was my next question. You're a former very successful banker and Wall Street guy. Looking at the world economic situation, where is it right now?
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting to see what's happening. Obviously, during lockdown, we saw the massive printing of fiat currencies. I'm here in Austin because I'm at the blockchain conference. So we're looking at alternative forms of money, alternative forms of communication that don't require these institutions like banks and governments. What we're looking at is a pretty dire
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Sabotage it like Mahatma Gandhi did and build a new system.
And all you have to do is say no, Alex. There's plenty of examples in human history where enough people just said, no, we're not having it. And the government will back off. The people in power will back off because there are a few. They're not as powerful as we think they are, but they make it out as if they are. So
why would even these elites build something like this? Because chivalry wasn't a wimpy thing. People said, don't attack women and children because they didn't want their women and children attacked when they went out and attacked the other men. Why do they get rid of checks and balances that are civilization, thinking as elites it protects them? If I was one of these elitists, I would want all the checks and balances. That protects them, not just us.
You would think so. It's counterintuitive. But if you could empower everybody to be the best version of themselves, then, yeah, we would have this incredible, productive, growing economy and growing world. But they're scared. This has worked in the past. It's a short-term fix. And it works.
That's it. They're doing short-term fix. Like, yeah. Fire Carlson now, don't think he'll be 10 times bigger next week. Any idiot would know that. And it's the same thing. Everything they do, like attacking and going into Ukraine and starting a war with Russia, and then they do a counteroffensive, and then now they're moving away from the dollar, and it's hurting the globalists, but they thought one-dimensional.
Yeah, this is evidence they're not as smart as we think they are. They're playing checkers. You think they're playing chess. They're just not. And it's not more complicated than that. Like you said, these knee-jerk reactions, sometimes short-term views. But over time, systematically, without people pushing back, it's effective.
Or, but more than just them being, because they are the grandchildren of the elites, and they are decadent, and they are getting lazier and lazier. But they have a lot of competent people working for them. But Hitler knew when he attacked Russia, he'd probably lose. He knew when he started a three-front war, North Africa, Russia, and with the West, that he'd lose. But if you read his writings towards the end, he said, my main mission is just kill all the Jews and wreak havoc, and the Germans deserve to die. You know, he flooded the subways, and he knew he was getting Germany annihilated. He just liked the ride. And so we have to kind of understand, these psychos just like to do bad stuff. I think we got some real psychos in charge here.
Very possible. I mean, you look at some of the behavior, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. And they've been in this power position for a long time. I think they're also using an old playbook, Alex, and it worked in the past, and it was easier for it to work in the past. I mean, we didn't have people like you and me in the past. Like, all the media really was controlled. So, they aren't making, obviously, the most intelligent decisions, which is great. We should see that as like a crack in the armor and push forward. But it needs more people to be aware, more people to just push back and say no. Say, I'm not giving you that information. No, I'm not going to allow that to happen with my schools. I'm not going to
realize how much people think of themselves as little.
So powerful.
Exactly. All of us together, little decisions are big.
Yeah, and it just has to, all you have to do is step up. And I know it's going to be slightly inconvenient, but you've just got to push back and say, no, we are not having this. We are not accepting.
Because giving in is a trillion times more inconvenient.
Yeah, it is. And again, you're going to have to answer to your children and to your grandchildren. And they're going to ask you questions. What did you do in the 20s? What did you do to facilitate the pushback? And you're going to have to give them an answer. And the future is ugly and dystopian unless we all stand up and be counted now.
And we know future does repeat and it does rhyme. We have an RFK, dad and uncle killed, now running for president. We have the 20s leading into the fascism in World War II and probably a collapse by the end of this decade. I mean, do you not see history repeating, but on a more grand scale?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we had Robert Kennedy on the Digital Freedom Platform because he wasn't allowed on YouTube at the time. It's fascinating to see him now coming out and pushing back.
Breaking out.
Yeah, breaking out. And the massive censorship he's gone through, it's just incredible. It almost boggles my mind that what they've done to him. He had the best-selling books in the country. Of course, it's, you know, not on the New York Times bestseller list. Suppressed in all ways, shape, or form. And yet people don't even give him a chance. That's the thing, Alex, about people like you and Ike and Robert Kennedy. They don't even know you or what you talk about. All they know is that people say not to listen to you. You actually listen to Kennedy for 10 minutes, you realize he's actually a very reasonable, very knowledgeable guy who really cares about the people.
Who'd make a great president.
Yeah, who'd make a great president. Same with you. Same with people like me. I get the media, they con everyone into saying, oh, no, don't listen to these people because they're bad. That's the thing. So people really have to take the time, walk a mile in a man's shoes, see what the total of what they're talking about, thinking about, and then make a judgment. So
exactly, and realize that I know you want to just watch movies at night and have fun and eat dinner and you worked all day. But, folks, we're going to lose everything if we don't do this. And it's also an animating contest. So whoever they're saying don't listen to, you should listen to.
Yeah, exactly. If someone is telling you not to listen to someone, you should want to go seek out and find out why. And, yes, you said it really well, Alex. We have to be proactive here. I always say, what am I going to tell my children and grandchildren when they say, Papa, what did you do in the great crisis of 2020? Did you sit back and watch Netflix on binge? Did you go have a snack or did you fight? We all need to be proactive about our future.
And notice they play to our laziness. Just stay home, drink beer, order. Order Uber Eats, and then meanwhile the whole civilization collapses.
Yeah, and it was completely coordinated, and it was all dominated. They controlled our information. They controlled everything. And we fell right into it. So everyone has to take ownership. And again, it's ultimately all about love. Like, do you care about this world? Do you want the best for this world, for your children, for everybody?
I totally agree with you, but from a sociopath view, and I'm not a sociopath, the opposite. I have deep empathy, but looking at a sociopath who's thinking only one step ahead, and not 10 steps ahead, this is so destructive, this anti-human world, a capitalist, free market, laissez-faire, libertarian, true liberal society is awesome, and that's what everybody wanted. Why join corporate fascists saying they're liberals that are destroying it? I mean, 99.99% of people are not going to do well in this new world order. So even the sociopaths, why would you go along with this?
Yeah, I know. It's mind-boggling. But they're thinking short-term, and like I think, Alex, they're running an old playbook on repeat that's worked for them in the past. But this is a new system now. We have new ways of information, new ways of compensating each other directly. It's going to break down. But people should see this. This is a crack in the armor. This could be one of our last chances, Alex. That's why we have to stay vigilant, because it's only going to get more advanced.
I totally agree. And as dark as things seem, I can sense historically and also feel, which is really your subconscious, more powerful than your conscious, that we could really have a golden era if we play our cards right. It could be incredible.
It could be incredibly golden, and or 3 or 4 years from now, it could be much darker than it was in 20 or 21 with things that we can't even comprehend.
That's the inflection point.
Yeah, it's happening right now, Alex. It's important, which is why, you know, what you're doing is important. That's why we're putting this movie out now, just to remind people of what happened. It's only going to get more advanced in the future.
Well, I'm glad you came on. I'm glad you came to Austin. Reach out. Of course, I'll be on anytime you want. Via Skype, Zoom, or when you're here in person. Tell us more about the movie. Where do we find it and bookmark it and promote it? LondonReel.tv, or is there a URL for the movie?
Yeah, so it's LondonReel.tv/movie. We are going to premiere it in London on July 28th. We have a big event. Then we're going to premiere it around the world in different cities. And we'll also have an online premiere afterwards for anyone who wants to support it. We're also going to be digitally distributing this. I'm going to bake it into the blockchain to where it can never be censored ever, because I don't trust it, Alex. I do not trust it's staying up there forever, and I want to make sure people can always watch this.
Brian, you asked me, because we only talked like 30 seconds before we went live today, how I'm doing. And I said, I've never been doing better. And you basically said the same thing. So it's the animating contest of liberty. I want people to know, we're supposed to, and obviously you're in better shape than I, but it's a metaphor, lift weights, ride bikes. It's not a, once you do it, you get addicted to it. We've not been fighting tyranny. Once you do it, it's exciting. But it's not like it's some horrible grind we're getting into. We're designed to promote free will and justice and freedom. And it's been good guys and good girls, good ladies that haven't been engaged, kind of leaving it to the establishment that have allowed this. But I think the rediscovery of this animating contest that Thomas Jefferson talked about is exploding right now. And once people, as you said, figure it out, it's addictive to do the right thing. It's in ourselves.
Yeah, and I love being part of the team that's on the right side of history. When I did that broadcast and you reached out, Alex, in addition to celebrities from all over the world and people in tons of influence, that said, Brian, we're with you 100%. I'm telling you, Alex, people want to be in this fight. It's what we're here for as humans, to protect what we value more than anything. And you are a huge part of that, Alex. I just want to say thank you.
Well, here's a part of the Fight Club microcosm. Back 3 years ago when that was happening, I was saying to my producers, I want this guy on. He's awesome. He's doing these great interviews. Get him on the show. They're censoring him. We got to talk to him. And I walk in the house at night. My wife's cooking dinner. She's got the iPad on, watching you and David Icke, the censored deal. And I was, see, that's the synergy. And then I was the next day at a friend's house, and they had it on. And then I think I told you about this.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to Joe Rogan on the film, and he said, have you seen this? So, I mean, it was like, you love to see that zeitgeist happening.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're over the target.
Yeah, that's when you know. And people should sense out for those things and sense out like-minded people. And if this message is resonating with you at all, come join us. We need you out there spreading this information, talking about these important issues. It's crucial, and it's not hard. All we have to do is push back and say no.
1 minute left. Why are you living in Airstrip 1? Why'd you move to London?
You know, I moved there 20 years ago, and it's been a beautiful thing. I feel like I'm an outpost out there, speaking the truth, Alex. You know, I'm an American in London who's now a Brit, and I was in the right place at the right time to really put these messages out there. And I feel like I'm kind of an outpost for all the great work you're doing here in America and a lot of other people. So for me, that's home. I am London Real. London Real is me, and we're just going to keep pushing these messages out there.
Where should they go to share the trailer? Because I want to share that trailer.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have it up at LondonReel.tv/movie. I'm sure you're going to probably put it on band as well. But
great. Guys, grab it and put it on band right now. Put it on the front page of Infowars.
Beautiful, man.
Alex, brother, love you.
Appreciate you too, sir.
Thank you for coming on, and it's so exciting. You're taking us over the top, all of us together, brother.
Let's do it, man. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you very much.
I appreciate you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back. We have Luke Rakowski joining us. Talk about a smart guy. I've known this guy 18 years. He just gets smarter and smarter. We're on Tim Pool's podcast a few weeks ago, went viral. He just knocks it out of the park. Luke Rakowski. There's different ways to say it. I'm going to ask him how you really say it, because I have, like, Russians tell me this. Polish people tell me this. I've known him for 18 years. It's Luke Rakowski. But we're going to get the right way to pronounce his name, too, coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.